the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. One thing a lot of people do not enjoy doing, and that is breaking bad news.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I like doing it because it's not my drama. And I, as I told you, I live in a drama-free bubble.
So yes, you do.
I love breaking bad news to people because it gives me experience of that little taste, just that little taste of drama.
Well, I take no joy in this. The only thing I get joy out of is helping out our local listeners. And today we've got our girl, Carrie, on. Good morning, love. How are you?
I'm okay.
Yes.
You don't seem too sure about that.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a story that's kind of tough to tell, actually. I mean, it's not life or death, you know. If you think about it, things could be much worse, but sort of dreading telling my husband Andy this. So.
Oh, no. Take a breath. It's okay. We're here to help. What's the bad news?
So, I love books.
You love what?
Going
I'm
to
sorry?
The library. I love books.
Oh, okay. I thought you said something else. Okay.
Books. Yeah?
Yes. I like to read a lot, and so over the years, many years, I would take books out of the library and, well, I guess I didn't really return them or accrued such late fees that I just kind of ignored them, you know?
Oh, you're like me. Okay.
You know, kind of like the people get all the parking tickets, you know, and then your license gets revoked, you know,
sure.
They come after you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Kind of like what happened to me, so.
Oh, jeez.
So I've been banned from the
the library.
They won't let me in now, and I actually had to go to court.
Oh wow! So you probably have a pretty hefty fine there, Carrie. What kind of fine are we talking about? Like hundreds? Like
outstanding
50s,
balance?
20s? What? How much do you owe? Do you think?
I wish it was hundreds.
Is it less? More?
Are we talking thousands?
Yeah, thousands.
Okay,
anyway, so they're telling me that I owe them $12,000.
Oh, my God! No! Are you serious?
That's so much money for books.
Oh, honey. Yeah.
I know. Remember, this is the government, so they're tacking on all these fines and late fees on top of all this. It's just, I'm telling you, it's just like the IRS. So it's like, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You need to tell your husband that you have $12,000 in fines, plus you're not allowed to go back into the library unless you pay him. Is that what we're getting? Okay. That's a lot of money.
Do you have
the money? I mean, is this going to hurt you guys?
I have to go with the payment plan.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God, suck. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Well, how do you think he's going to take the news?
Oh, not good.
He's not going to take the news.
Listen, no bueno.
Yeah. Well,
no, not very good. Not very good.
Well, no worries, Carrie. What we'll do here is that we'll mute our line. You'll be able to hear us. We'll be chatting in the background. Of course, we'll eventually chime in and help you break the bad news. Are you ready to call your husband?
Not really, but
all right.
I've got to do it.
Here we go.
Hello?
Andy? I'm having a really tough day. So, do you have a minute to talk?
Baby, what's up?
Here we go.
I don't want you to kill me. There's something I need to tell you, but I'm, like, freaking out here, and I'm really sorry I didn't tell you this before. But, so, I actually had to go to court today.
You what? Wait, you what?
I actually had to go to court today.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened, or has been happening.
Listen to him, it's hilarious.
It's not life or death, but you're probably going to be like really, really mad at me, okay? And, I'm just trying to figure out how to tell you.
Girl, just do it. Just do it.
Yo, at this point, you better just spit it out.
Okay. So, all right, look. Okay, so I take books out of the library. You know that, right?
It's good. It's good. I don't know if you can do it anymore.
Mm-hmm. And I read the books. And, okay, so apparently I never was really returning those books, so I had, a lot of late fees.
Thief, you've been stealing books from a library?
Well, not really stealing them. I just didn't return them, and then the late fees accrued, and so then they... They've actually banned me from the libraries in the area.
This is something like a fifth grader does.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Oh,
okay,
my,
so Liz, listen, Andy, just are you sitting down? Are you sitting down?
Yes.
He's gonna pass out.
So, court, and bottom line is I owe them $12,000 in fines.
There
and
it is.
The late fees.
Did you just say $12,000 to a library?
Yes,
well,
you did.
To the government, you know, it's the library's like the IRS. I mean, they give you late fees and fines on top of this. I didn't know that.
You realize we're about to take our first vacation in 3 years, and now we owe $12,000 to the damn government? Are you serious?
Oh, now he's getting pissed.
Wow.
I am, but they have a payment plan.
Let's just chime in now. Hi, is this Andy? Hi, Andy. This is Krista and Shady on Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Your wife, Carrie... wanted us to help her break the bad news to you that, unfortunately, yes, she is not very responsible on returning her books and has $12,000 in fines. Are you surprised at this, or are you like, yeah, that's my wife?
So you're trying to tell me that right now she's telling me this amazing news while I'm on the friggin' radio?
Yep, you're welcome.
Yeah, man. Taking a personal interest in your personal life. Right now, right here.
Yeah.
In front of everybody.
So everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
I've got an idea.
Yeah.
So does this mean you guys are going to pay the $12,000?
Absolutely not.
I don't even think I think the last time I had a library card when I was like eight. So, yeah, no.
What I would do, though, is just maybe give you, my library card, because I haven't gone in a long time. Plus, I don't live in Verona. So, if there that will solve all your problems, you still are stuck with that
$12,000. What would you guys do in this situation? Like, what do I do? I can't. She's
my
a grown
opinion?
Woman. I can't scold her, but she's a little thief.
Oh, yeah,
what do
can.
I do?
I say, you know what? I think this has caused quite a rift that it doesn't need to, and you guys need to forget about the fines. The library's not going to come and take your house.
Yeah.
Just go on your vacation and then work something out when you guys get back in order to take care of it.
Honey, just run. Just run and never come back. Go out of the country and then just never come back.
We know it's immature,
great advice.
But
you'll probably listen.
There it is. Solved.